Mornings on SEN.
Most things went right for the Cats in 2022. And if you look ahead to 2023, one player they would have loved to have locked in beyond that was out of contract next year is their rising defender, Sam De Koning. They've done that. He's extended his contract. So he's contracted for 2023. He's now a Cat until at least 2025. Their list manager, Andrew Mackie's been good enough to join us this morning. Hello, Andrew.
G'day, Jules. How are you?
I'm very well, mate. This is a nice little Christmas gift for all the Cats fans.
Yeah, it's a great show of faith by Sam and his family and management, to the footy club. So it's we're all over the moon that he was able to be willing to, extend his contract past next year. So it's been in the pipeline for a little while now. It's not as if discussion started sort of, just as the grand final was coming around, but. We're all glad it's got done, and Sam too. He's he's back at training now and doing a great job. So we're wrapped.
Pretty straightforward negotiation.
Oh no, there's always some stuff to work through. He's as we all know, he's a highly talented key position player. So they're pretty valuable to every team, and obviously with where our list is at and what we want to do with Sam and plug him in for the future. It made it pretty easy that we obviously the first decision is what are we doing with him? Yeah, we do want him here longer term, and how do we get there? He's represented really well. The management, Robbie, did a great job on behalf of Sam, and as I said, it sort of started off, the discussion started off pretty early in the year, to be honest. And to his credit, he kept playing well and was able to keep stepping up to the plate from his end, and obviously that culminated in a premiership for him. So he's premiership player at a young age, but just to see the growth within the group is exciting to see. Even in the last couple of months, the way he handles himself around the group, and it was good to hear him talk the other day about the announcement, or even this morning, to do the culture, and he's able to be himself, and we do we try and strive for that as a club, that individuals can rock up to work and be themselves, and we embrace that. So good to hear him talk about all that stuff, and as I said, it's going to be a key pillar for us for the next few years.
Well, I know you're not in the actual day-to-day football department as such, but being a defender yourself back in the day, what were your sort of, did you have any expectations on Sam going into the, Josh Jenkins, who works at the Cats and he works here, he put on the table really early that he thought that this guy was going to have a really good year and would be an absolute lock in the Geelong team as the year went on. But I'm assuming what he did was a pleasant surprise to most people at Geelong.
Yeah, we've got to still see that. Like even now, he's a third year player. Going into that year, he's finished 2 years. I think he played one game before last year. He's now at 24 games. So to expect too much from him was probably ambitious. But what he was able to do was commit to learning and listening and putting the work in, when people aren't really watching the stuff around the weights work with a big young key, whether it be tall or defender or forward or ruckman, they just require so much work, and Sam just had a really big appetite for that. So I know where Josh would have come from. We've been able to go out there on a limb and say that he was going to have a really good year because of the work rate he was willing to show. The next bit is, getting it done on any week to week. And, I think Sam, if he was here talking now to you, he would say he relies on his teammates a lot, which, we do play a system where we're all linked, whether that be the forwards and the role they play with the ball movement, or, Jack Henry or Colin Ashney or Tom Stewart, all these guys. I don't want to individualise, but, and the role they play to a young guy, and to be able to settle him and make sure he's able to just go and do his thing, which is important for any young players as they transition into league footy.
It's been a Geelong list manager, Andrew Mackie, off the back of the news that Sam De Koning has extended his contract out until 2025. We know, Andrew, long-term contracts, they seem to be in vogue at the moment in AFL football amongst some clubs. Given his youth and the promise that he's showing, is he one you talked about locking in for longer than a two-year extension, or were both parties sort of coming to the table with the 2 years in mind?
Yeah, we spoke about a lot of range of possibilities where it could land. To be honest, he already had a one-year contract, so adding a couple on, it's hard when you're trying to project, you know, even doing the right thing by the player and what their dollar term could be in 4 to 5 years, it's when there's so much unknown, you know, sometimes it's the right thing by the player to go a shorter term as well. So we clearly wanted him here longer than next year, and we've been able to do that for another couple of years. But, you know, who knows what the future lies from, you know, Sam's earning capacity for himself and what we're doing as a footy club. But, you know, I think, as I said before, that Sam's ability to come in here and be himself and loves getting down the coast. He's Ollie Dempsey's moved in with him down at Janjark. So they're, you know, they're loving life as a young bloke would. He's got the world at his feet, and it's exciting to see him come out of his shell and express himself.
Now that you're in this list management space, Andrew, do you think this sort of trend of long-term contracts, is it just a bit of a phase, or with free agency and increased player movement, do you think it's something that we're going to see a lot more of in the future?
Yeah, possibly, Jules. I think it's a case by case. Teams and players, the list makeup are so unique. Look, we treat our players, very. It's like a customised footy program that we run for them, for the individuals. We don't just roll out a weights program or a rehab program or a, you know, even the day to day stuff. So when it comes to contracts, no different. You know, we always look to do what's right for. It's a fine balance between what's right for our playing group, our footy club, and having an element of flexibility there is important. But at the same time, it's what's right for the player. So it's that mix between, you know, what are we trying to achieve, what are we trying to do, and then what's right for the player and you know, everything that they've been able to do for us, and how do we make sure that they're okay in any contract negotiation. And some players want different things. You know, we're open to all sorts of discussions about players. What, you know, there's little bits of quirks around what's important to them. So we listen to them and we try and do the right thing where we can for the player.
Did you need a bit of a couple of days off and a bit of an unwind after that trade period, Andrew? You got the job done in the end. You got the three players from other clubs that you're really keen on, but Ollie Henry in particular went right down to the wire. How was that process for you?
There was obviously a bit going on, but, you know, any list manager in the AFL during that period is no different. You know, I'm lucky enough that, you know, they're all a good bunch of guys, the opposition clubs, the list managers and the key people that we talk to. So, you know, and with Graham Bright in the seat at Collingwood, you know, we've got great respect for Graham. So we're able to keep discussing things. Clearly, you know, getting a final, the conclusion to getting your player in is not always smooth sailing, but, you know, it's something we wanted to do. And although it took time, I was always confident that we'd get there in the end. And, you know, to see Ollie and Tanner and Jack come in and, you know, they've been really impressive the first couple of weeks. To their credit, they've come in and not mucked around and just getting to work. It's great to see. And I think it's great for the rest of the greater group, to be honest, coming off what we were able to do this year. You know, and what the enthusiasm that those three in particular bring.
How's your old mate Tommy Hawkins going? We know it's going to be a slow start. He's had the major foot surgery. How's he going at the moment?
Yeah, he just fell past. And he's still got the boot going on at the minute. But no, he's really good. He's looking good, the big fella. It's you know, it's obviously not ideal having surgery for anyone. But you know, to be honest, he's had such a great workload, a large workload over a number of years. And like I said before, with the customised training programs, it's the fact that he can actually take some time off and not, you know, probably look after some other bits of his body at the minute while we're rehabbing his foot isn't the worst thing. So hopefully the foot, you know, does its thing and heals okay, which my understanding is, without knowing exactly where it's at, it seems to be okay. So that's good for him. And as I said, it gives a good chance to a guy like Shannon Neal or Salva Radaglia or whoever it is to be able to have a bit of a presence at training and a bit of a different look for us.
Just one more before I let you go. Josh Jenkins, how much does he do down there? He does claim that he's a pretty important cog. How much does he actually do?
Well, I was walking laps. Well, I'm watching him train right now. I'm just sitting in the car, and he's not doing much at the minute, to be honest. He's chewing his nails out in the middle. But I did say I was jumping on with you, and he said, just remind him that he's just filling in. He's just filling in.
Is that right?
And I said, no, Jules, he's got the mainstay there. But Josh is looking lost at the minute out there. So when I get up here, I might go and see if he's okay.
Yeah, mate, just get him to do something. He claims he's a mainstay, but he's not. Andrew, thanks so much for your time. No, it's certainly only warming Jared's seat. That is absolutely for sure. Well done on everything this year, mate. Have a great Christmas, and we look forward to chatting in 2023.
Good on you, Jules. Take care.